listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about earthly wisdom as false wisdom. I'm going to read to you from James chapter 3, verses 14, 15, and 16, where we read this. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For wherever envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. In this section, James wrote specifically to teachers and leaders among God's people, but certainly not only to them. In the first part of James chapter 3, he wrote to them about how important it was for them to use their words for good and not bad, to build up instead of tearing down. In the second part of James chapter 3, he focused on how important it is for leaders among God's people to live in wisdom. Here, James described the character of earthly wisdom in contrast to the heavenly wisdom that teachers, leaders, and really everyone among God's people should have. Earthly wisdom is marked by bitter envy and self-seeking. These are the opposite of the meekness of wisdom mentioned in James chapter 3, verse 13. These words actually refer to someone who has a critical, contentious, fight-provoking manner. You know, there's a kind of wisdom found among men and women. This wisdom knows how to use people, to manipulate them, and to get what one wants out of them. That's the kind of twisted wisdom, or cleverness, you might call it, that James says has no place in the community of God's people. Now, sometimes this is complicated, because good goals can be pursued with earthly wisdom. There should be pure doctrine in the church. Someone says, well, that's true. But pure doctrine should never be sought or promoted with a display of bitter envy and self-seeking, or with boasting and neglect of the truth. If I suspect that a man is a false teacher, I have no permission from God to oppose him with the tools of earthly wisdom, that is envy, self-seeking, boasting, and being against the truth. Therefore, James tells us, do not boast and lie against the truth. Anyone who shows bitter envy and self-seeking should not deceive anyone, especially themselves, about how wise they are. They're showing a wisdom, but that wisdom is earthly, sensual, and demonic. Their wisdom is more characteristic of the world, the flesh, and the devil than it is of God. This wisdom that James referred to is not really wisdom at all. Finally, James described the fruit of this earthly wisdom: confusion and every evil thing. The wisdom of the world, the flesh, and the devil might be able to accomplish things, but it's always tainted with the spots of confusion and every evil thing. God calls his people, especially teachers and leaders, to live lives of wisdom. Yet, it's important to understand that this wisdom isn't the same as the cleverness of this world, the earthly wisdom that James wrote about. We need to pursue heavenly wisdom, which flows from the Word of God and the nature of God. And we can pursue that heavenly wisdom today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.